Hi, this is Rob Patterson with Education Plus. I'm with my student for this last semester, and we're recording her language arts semester project. Mary, tell me, what novels and movies have you considered during this semester?
The Color Purple and Oliver Twist.
Who wrote those novels?
The Color Purple, Alice Walker wrote it, and Oliver Twist, Charles Dickens wrote.
Okay, now for the project, The Color Purple, what process did you use to study this?
I read the Cliff Notes, and then I watched the movie, and I said the differences between the movie and the book.
And in watching the film, how does the movie begin?
It begins with Celie giving birth. Celie's the main character, and she's giving birth to her mother's husband's kids.
And what happens with the child she gives birth to?
Fonzo is the father, and he gives them to his friend Samuel, and Samuel's a priest, but Celie doesn't know that at the time. She doesn't know what Fonzo did with her kids.
Are the children abused in this new setting, or are they taken well care of?
In the new setting, they're taken care of because Samuel doesn't believe in beating children.
Okay, then what happens to Celie?
Celie is in an abusive relationship with Fonzo, and sister comes to Celie's house looking for Nettie because he thought Nettie was really cute, and Nettie is Celie's younger sister. But Fonzo said that Nettie's too young, but really he just wanted to keep her for himself. And he said, "Here's Celie," and just said, "You can have her," and threw in a cow, and Mister took her instead. Then she went into an abusive relationship with him and sexual abuse.
In Oliver Twist, you read the Cliff Notes. The movie begins differently than the Cliff Notes. How does the movie begin? How does it actually start in the novel?
In the novel, it starts out with Oliver's mother giving birth to him. They see that she has no wedding ring on, and she dies giving birth to Oliver. In the movie, it doesn't even show any of that. It just goes straight from Oliver when he starts working in the workhouse.
Oliver Twist is abused in a number of settings as a child. He runs away from home from his position as an apprentice. Where was it that he was working? Mary, Oliver leaves his position as apprentice. Where was he working?
At a funeral home.
What happens?
He gets in a fight with one of the boys there that thinks he's better because he's worked longer, and his name's Noah. And Noah called Oliver's mom a badin, so he choked Noah, and they got in a big fight. And then Mrs. Sourberry, the wife, his apprentice, just got really emotional about it, and Oliver just felt really uncomfortable and didn't feel at home. And he ran away to the streets of London.
Who was the person he first met on the streets of London?
Jack Dawkins, and his nickname is the Artful Dodger.
The Artful Dodger is a friendly person to young Oliver, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's still bad.
Now, he takes Oliver to go live with a man who has a lot of other runaway boys and orphans. What's that man's name?
His name is Fagin.
Fagin is a corrupt character, and yet he is in some ways the provider for Oliver. In Oliver Twist, Fagin is an adult who should be taking care of Oliver, and he does in some ways, but he's also a corrupt character who can use manipulation on the boys and imprisons them. I play that type of a character in Celie's life.
Mister, because he took care of her, provided the food, but yet he was still the abusive, mean character.
He obviously doesn't love Celie.
No.
But how does he...
He just uses Celie to clean the house and take care of his kids.
And is there abuse involved?
Yeah. And Celie looks at it when they have sex as him just doing his business. And she's not in love with him at all. She's just there.
Now, the Artful Dodger is a person that sort of protects Oliver on the streets of London and looks out for him, even though he's not a perfect character. Who might be a parallel character in The Color Purple?
Shug Avery, because she teaches Celie how to love herself and how to, actually smile, because Celie used to cover up her smile. But Shug, she helped her just feel more open, but still she introduced her to a couple bad things. She introduced her to lesbianism and marijuana.
Is Shug an orphan?
No, Shug is a pastor's daughter, but we don't find that out until later in the movie because she just got caught up in all the worldly things in life.
So Shug's living a pretty wild life, which in some ways causes her to be orphaned out there on her own. And so she's in some ways like the Artful Dodger, an orphan teaching a younger orphan how to get by in the world. Would you say that's correct?
Yes.
Who wrote Oliver Twist?
Charles Dickens.
Charles Dickens wrote it roughly what year?
1837 through 1839,
I think. I think you're probably about right. And how was it first published?
In installments.
But Charles Dickens wrote from perspective of the early 1800s in the streets of London. And that is reflected in his story, Oliver Twist. Would you think that there's any connection between Dickens as a child and Oliver Twist?
Yes, because when Charles Dickens was younger, his father had to go to debtor's prison. So he was poor, and he had to go and work in a workhouse for a little bit.
Oprah Winfrey played a role in Color Purple. What character did she play?
Oprah was Sophie, and that was Harpo's wife, and Harpo was Mr. Oldest Son.
What kind of character was Sophie, and tell me a little bit about her character development.
Sophie was really strong-willed, and she was a bigger lady, and so she just knew how to be in control. Hold on. Okay. Ask me a question again.
Well, Mary, one of the things that I think that is a recurrent, that of people making choices that cause them to be in some sort of trap or prison, if you will. In Color Purple, Sophie has to go to jail. Why does she go to jail?
She goes to jail because her and her newer husband were in town, and the mayor's wife came and said how cute her kids were, and then she asked for if Sophie would like to be her maid. Sophie wasn't wanting to be anybody's servant at all, so she said, hell no. That made all the white people mad, and then I guess they were saying stuff to her, and she punched the man in the face. Then she got sent to prison, and then she got sent to be the maid for the mayor's wife. So all that was for nothing.
That's ironic that in her assertiveness that she wouldn't serve anybody, she winds up getting caught into a system where she has to serve. Likewise, when Oliver runs away from his position as an apprentice, he winds up becoming somewhat imprisoned in that he's not free to just come and go as he pleases.
Mm-hmm. He's basically imprisoned when he's at Fagin's house because they won't let him leave, and he just got kidnapped by them, basically.
Celia is in a prison, not of her own making, but just due to circumstances when she's in Mister's house. There's really no way to get out, but before her sister, Nettie, leaves her life early on, her sister gives her a key out of one of these imaginary jails. Can you think about what the key was that Nettie gave
her? I think it was a book called Oliver Twist. That's what Nettie was reading when she was living with Celie and Mister. So Nettie was teaching Celie how to read, and that made Celie remind her of Nettie. So you see her when she's younger, and she's learning how to read the book, and she's stumbling over words. Then you see her from her when she's a child to when she's an older woman reading the book, and now she knows how to read it a lot better.
I think more than the book is the idea that education is a key. Education is a way out of certain traps.
Yes.
And yet, even though Celie knew how to read, something happens in both the book and the movie. Celie could have been reading something all along the way, but her captor is keeping something away from her.
Mister is keeping all the letters that Nettie wrote to her. Celie and Shug find the letters a couple years later. So Shug checks the mail and gets a letter from Nettie and shows Celie it, and then they find all the letters that Nettie has been writing to Celie throughout all the years. Celie thought that maybe Nettie was dead. She didn't have any idea what happened to Nettie. Nettie said that she'd always write, but she never got any of the letters, so she thought she was dead or she didn't even know what happened to her.
So if she had not known how to read, discovering these letters
wouldn't
have made any difference to her. But because she was armed with education, she was able to find hope.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of Oliver Twist, there's a man who's in jail. Who is that man? Why is that at the end of the movie? What's going on there?
The man in jail is Fagin, and the man's name is Fagin, and He's in jail, and he kind of went, like, psychotic because you just see him, you see him just, like, talking in the corner to himself. So he kind of went crazy. And Oliver wants to go and see Fagin. So he goes and sees him in jail.
Why does Oliver want to go see Fagin?
Because Fagin was nice to him. He was nice to him, but then he was still manipulative.
He really wants to pray for him, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Oliver wants to pray for Fagin.
So there's a spiritual application in that movie, isn't there?
Yes.
What's spiritual about Color Purple? Is there anything spiritual, any mention of God?
The whole book is basically what Celia is writing to God. There are letters that she wrote that she could get all her anger out and all her memories and everything out. So she would talk to God, but she'd write it in a letter.
Oprah Winfrey wanted to play a role in the movie Color Purple. Why do you think that particular role might have been important for Oprah Winfrey?
Because she was abused when she was a child. She just knows how it was, so she let everybody know how it is.
If you could say you identify with any character in Oliver Twist, which character would you say you would most likely identify with?
Like who I would be?
Who you'd kind of feel like you can kind of understand where they're coming from.
Nancy. Because Nancy is still trying to be really nice to Oliver and stuff, but she has her love for Bill Sykes or something. I don't know what that relationship is, but that she wouldn't give him in.
So Nancy's a loyal person who also looks out for...
She wouldn't let... They were going to kill him a long time ago, and she wouldn't let him lay a hand on him, but they did.
In the movie or the book Color Purple, who would you most likely identify with in some way and why?
I don't know. I would identify with him, but I like Nettie because she... I liked Shug because Shug taught her how to love herself and how to smile and stuff, and so...
You know, Shug is a pastor's daughter, and so are you, right?
Yeah.
Do you think Shug's life turned out the way it should have, or could it have gone a whole different direction?
If she wouldn't have got into the bad things, then it would have been totally different, but...
So deep down, Shug is a good character.
Mm-hmm.
Good person who's gotten herself into some trouble in life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're coming to the close of your semester with Education Plus. Obviously, you didn't get academic credit, but it's been a couple good things that have come out of the time you spent outside the public school system. I want you just to tell me a couple points that have been good about.
I got to spend a lot of time with my dad. I learned more about literature, and I learned how to drive good throughout it. And
do you think that your life will take a turn like Shug's? Do you think you'll go the way of the world, or do you think you'll follow a path that's more like what your father would want for your life?
Not same as Shug, but I'm not going to, like, totally stray away from the church and everything. But I don't know if that's exactly what my father wants, but...
All right, well, this is Rob Patterson for Education Plus, signing off.
Goodbye.